This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we do, let's finish the week with man on the road, although he's not on the road today. Man at home, who's normally on the road, or whatever. Let's talk to Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Bill, and... I am indeed still in Yuma.
Yuma.
Although the temperatures have been seasonal, 110 or so. It's slightly warmer than usual for this time of year.
What kind of heat is that? Is that a bearable heat? Because it was 91 here today, but we have such a high degree of humidity.
If you were in Florida and it was 85 degrees, it would be just as hot.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the difference in humidity.
Okay.
So they say it's a dry heat here, and it is. And it makes a considerable difference in how you feel. But that's really only if you're in the shade. Shade gets really important in the desert. It's one of the things I wear a hat all the time. And if you're not in the shade, that sun gets really intense. But if you're in the shade and it's... And you've become acclimated, as I have. Anything under 100 is certainly reasonable and bearable and not too bad.
I would imagine. Now, in Arizona, how does it compare, say, to Las Vegas, which Las Vegas has got a lot of rocks because it's a big rocky desert out there. How does that compare in Arizona?
Well, Las Vegas gets a little more rain, and they have a little bit more humidity there than we do, but it's really pretty similar. Any big city, like Phoenix, used to have a lower temperature average than Yuma, because we're right in the middle, sort of the epicenter of the Sonoran Desert here. There's hardly any place. I think we are the driest and hottest in the Sonoran Desert, except for Death Valley.
Right.
Death Valley, because it goes below sea level, gets warmer. So as you move north of Yuma, things get a little cooler. And I would say it's a little bit cooler generally in Las Vegas.
Okay.
But the thing about Las Vegas is it's a big city. So if you're in the middle of the big city where all the big buildings are blowing out air conditioning heat and the concrete's soaking up a lot of heat in the day, it gets pretty hot in the middle of the day. So Phoenix now averages about the same or even just a little warmer than Yuma because it's become such a large population center with so much concrete and so many large buildings.
Right.
So that's called the urban heat island effect, for those who want to know.
Well, I was wondering how you were going to characterize that. So now you have. So what's been on your mind?
Well, I did write this article about it's sort of a response to the Washington Post article. I think it came out today, and in which they have a full page editorial, I believe, calling for more gun control. They want to ban magazines, whatever they mean by large capacity magazines, probably anything over 10 rounds, but some people have said anything over 6 rounds is too many. And they want to ban military-grade assault weapons. Well, we don't have any military-grade assault weapons in the U.S. that are readily for saleable to ordinary citizens. I mean, there's this small number, about 175,000 or so, of full automatic guns, which is highly regulated, which we haven't had any serious problem with since 1934.
I mean,
it's just, you know, so it their whole article, which they listed most of a page of names of people in the last 20 years that have been killed in public mass killings. And you notice, over 20 years, you can still fit them all on one page editorial of
right.
the Washington Post. They're
right.
a tiny, tiny fraction of people murdered in the U.S., and an incredibly infinitesimally small number of people who die in the U.S.
Right.
So the whole editorial is an appeal to emotion, and I try to insert some rationality and logic. And basically, I'm saying, look, if you're going to go after the Bill of Rights, there's a lot of rights out there that probably could save a few murders here and there. You know, we do away with the Fourth Amendment. Well, then people don't have to worry about getting warrants, you know, they can just stop anybody anytime and search them. And you know, heck, I think something like that was done in New York City and the murder rate really went down. Didn't they call it cop and frisk or something like that?
Stop and frisk.
Yeah. Anyway, and so we know that if we do away with the Fourth Amendment, we can probably reduce the number of murders, probably reduce them more than if we had no mass public killings at all. And then if we do away with the Fifth Amendment, you know, where you only get to try somebody one time in a court of law. I mean, that really limits government power. I hope you catch the sarcasm in my voice.
I do.
And you can, you know, we do away with that, and we're not so fussy about due process of law. We can probably put a lot more criminals in jail, and that'll stop a lot of crimes. And we'll, you know, stop murders, too. And then, let's see, the Sixth Amendment. Well, that requires speedy trials, and you have to give those pesky jurors a chance to decide whether or not, you know, it was just to arrest this guy and whether the law really makes sense or not. And you know, you don't just get to have the judge decide what he wants to do. It takes a lot of time and effort. Not very efficient. Do away with that. I'm sure we could lock up more criminals. And then you have the Eighth Amendment, where they require reasonable bail. Now, come on. Somebody commits a crime, you just throw them in jail forever. They're not going to commit any more crimes. And then this whole thing about not having cruel and unusual punishment. What's the point of punishment if it's not cruel and unusual?
Right.
I mean, let's get serious here. You know, if we would torture murderers to death, that would probably dissuade some people from killing people. You know, I mean, there's just all these amendments in there that are stopping us. And then there is, I have to admit, there's one amendment that we should focus on if we're going to stop mass public killings. Now, all these other amendments would be pretty good at just stopping ordinary killings and murders and stuff like that because most of them are committed by criminals. Well, it's the First Amendment. Because we have study after study showing that mass public killings are promoted and spread by media publicity and glorification of the perpetrators.
Let me get you to hold right there, and we'll expand on that when we get back. Dean Weingarten is a writer, instructor, activist. He, on the writing side of it, he's a very prolific writer. He writes very often and has been writing very often for a very long time. Nearly 3,000 articles sitting there in reserve for you to go look at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Kevlar-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten, we had just gotten to the part where the media likes to promote rampage killers.
Well, yes, a mass public killing, we'll call it. And they even, it was a fellow, and I have to admit, I do not remember his name. I think he was writing in Slate, maybe. And he specifically said, the article was about, he's predicting the demise of the NRA in three or four election cycles. And in there, he basically admitted and said, well, we need more blood. We need more mass public killings, and then we'll be able to get rid of the NRA. That's pretty blatant, and it shows the mindset, I think, of most of the old dominant media. And they don't only get their agenda, their political agenda of disarming us, advanced by these mass public killings, but they get money. They get clicks. They get advertising revenue. They get more viewers. So for them, it's a double positive. It doesn't work out so well for us, but for them, more and more mass public killings is a double benefit. Now, when we look at possible causes for the relatively recent uptick in mass public killings, we've had them on and off ever since there was a republic, much less, I'd say, you know, when people were just spread out more and there weren't as many people. But we have had them for, you know, a significant period. And we've had semi-automatic rifles in the United States for over 100 years. I have one that's over 110 years old. That's the Remington Model 8, made in 1907. That's the one I have. And we had, after World War II, lots of military-grade semi-automatic rifles that were no longer considered necessary for the war effort, and they're obsolete for the military, so they sold them to the U.S. citizens, which I always thought was a good idea. And there were millions of them sold. They sold, there were 6.2 million M1 carbines and the standard 15 and 30 round magazines that were sold in the 50s and 60s. I don't know when they stopped selling them. I think into the 80s, maybe. Certainly, well, probably 68. 68 is when you couldn't buy guns through the mail anymore. Probably there were some sold after that. But we didn't have this outbreak of mass public killings. It was only with the rise of the 24/7 news cycle, you know, the rise of social media and the internet and all of these various media contribute to disseminating this the ideas that mass public killing makes you into a celebrity, and the idea that the way that you get even if you think society has done you wrong is to go out and start killing a bunch of people. So it's clear to me that the media is far, far more complicit with spreading these mass public killings than gun owners and the Second Amendment. And if we're going to go after one of the Bill of Rights, just one, although, of course, going after the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Eighth Amendments would help lock up criminals.
14th?
It's the First. It's the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 14th, too. It's the First Amendment that is doing most of the damage here. And I don't think that, well, actually, in the media, we see a lot of, you know, hesitancy about protecting the First Amendment anymore. They're talking about getting censorship on the Internet. They're applauding Google and Facebook when they shut down conservative sites. So I certainly do not consider getting rid of the First Amendment a good idea.
Right.
The numbers of people killed in these mass public shootings, while not good, are such a tiny amount of the population that we shouldn't give up freedoms that we've fought for and that hundreds of thousands of American men and women have died for over the years because a few nut jobs are promoted by the media and to go out and kill tens and twenties of people. And so I, in this Washington Post article, they call on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to do something. Well, I also call upon Senate Majority Leader McConnell to do something. Protect the Bill of Rights. You took an oath in office, live by it, and protect the Bill of Rights. Don't give in to this media assault on the Constitution.
I think that's what we need to do. Did you see where he got out there and said, I will consider it if the president is for it? Right? Did you see that?
Well, I did see something like that. I thought, okay, well, Mitch, you know, you're willing to put all this on the president. It's kind of ducking the issue as far as I'm concerned. And maybe he's talked to President Trump, and Trump said, yeah, let me take it. I can handle it. But it sounds like a kind of a weaseling out of his responsibility.
I don't know. Sometimes when they're doing this stuff, I mean, when Trump gets out there and says what he says about, well, we're going to look at this, we're going to look at that, everybody now is saying, we're looking at this, but we have to both try to do something about this and maintain the Second Amendment.
Right.
So that's
the correct answer.
Yeah. So all of this stuff that they're out there talking about, and I see some of these guys getting out there. Oh, he's rolling over again, which I don't think he's rolled over yet, to be honest with you. Getting out there and talking about stuff is nothing.
Right. Now, I am a little bit concerned. I mean, if they try to do a little bit of a jujitsu flip on the left and say, well, okay, maybe we should consider, restricting the First Amendment a bit. I wouldn't put it past the left to say, oh, yeah, good idea. First Amendment's not so good. We should, we definitely need to restrict it.
Well, but, once again, as long as he's president, he can get out there and say whatever he wants to say.
Exactly.
And they can do what they want to do, and he's the one that gets to sign it in the end. And they're not going to get a veto-proof majority. We're coming up on the break. So you hang on a minute. We'll get into these fun details when we get back. Dean is a writer. He is a writer at Amoland.com. Nearly 3,000 articles are there. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is continuing to move up the East Coast and is about 300 miles south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. The storm is moving northeast at 24 miles an hour with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Republican Governor Henry McMaster updates us on the status of his state.
The rules with a hurricane are you get people out of the way as quickly, as safely as you can, and then when the threat is gone, get them back in as quickly and as safely as you can, and that's where we are now.
The U.S. economy added 130,000 payroll jobs in August, the Labor Department reported. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7% for the third consecutive month, remaining near its 50-year low. Wall Street's reaction to those numbers, the Dow rose 69 points to close at 26,797. This is USA Radio News.
Money. Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. So where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Bill of Rights as a sort of an end to our discussion. And that was,
sure,
would be that we have built the most powerful, the most free, the most prosperous civilization in the world with our Bill of Rights. And it just doesn't make any sense to throw them away for a little bit of momentary idea, some idea that we might affect a small number of murders. And the Founding Fathers knew when they created the Constitution that there would be these times when a majority of people wanted to subvert the freedoms they had built into the Constitution. That's why they built safeguards in there. But what we've seen with our improved technology, especially over the last 100 years, is that the media that has been taken over by left-wing progressives, or I'd say by ideological progressives in any case, are able to subvert those protections by doing a full court press on all of the branches of government all at once. They influence the president, they influence the House of Representatives, they influence the Senate, they influence all the state legislators, they influence even the Supreme Court, all at once because they have the 24/7 news cycle and this almost instantaneous ability to push propaganda on everybody and to change it in just a matter of minutes, if not hours, certainly if not minutes. And it's that ability of this unified ideological media that is subverting the Constitution, and that's what we really have to guard against.
I get that.
So we've stopped.
You know, the idea that I was in the middle of yawning and I tried to mute that before anything went out there, Dean. That's a little radio thing on the little behind the scenes. You know, I did a part earlier with about the weapons at the time of the Founding Fathers, and during their time there was more weapons development going on than there was during World War II.
Oh, yeah, it was a tremendously productive time and a very rapid change in weapons technology.
Well, they had weapons like hand mortars. And, yeah. I mean, you know, a hand mortar actually is a mass casualty device, and the founders were perfectly okay with people having those.
Right. And what people don't realize, I'll mention it here because it's kind of been a little bit of a study of mine, is they had lots of concealed and concealable weapons.
Yeah.
They had what are known as muff pistols, which were pretty common, especially among people who could afford a little better things in life. They had sword canes. They had certainly daggers were common, and personal knives were commonly carried and often concealed. So it is clear that at the time of the founding, the Second Amendment applied to both concealed carry and open carry.
Right.
So if you study the Constitution and the time, the people who opposed an armed populace have to go to quite significant lengths to try to find anything to get a little traction to claim that the Second Amendment wasn't an individual white right and wasn't widespread.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, the Federalist Papers, I mean.
Exactly.
They got out there. Who was it? I think Madison said that we are not angels, therefore we have to have laws. But, I mean, we also have to have rights.
Correct.
And, yeah.
I think it was him that said that. And then I forget who said that, well, who are the militia? It's the whole people except for a few government officials. Oh, and here's a prediction for you. We just had this horrific devastation in the Bahamas.
Right.
The Bahamas have extremely strict gun control, much stricter than in the U.S. They also have a homicide rate about 6 to 8 times as great as in the United States. Now, in the United States, when you get a devastating hurricane going through, what happens, especially in heavily armed neighborhoods, is you get spontaneous formation of neighborhood militias who then enforce public order and prevent, you know, murder and pillage and looting. But the reports we're starting to get out of the Bahamas is that isn't happening. And I suspect when we hear the stories about what will have gone on in the Bahamas, there won't be formations of neighborhood militias. Instead, there's going to be horrific stories of rape, murder, and pillage as people fight over food and water.
Right. The essentials, the luxuries in a certain time, but definitely the essentials.
Well, the essentials if you're going to keep on living. And the rule of law is very shallowly rooted in the Bahamas because basically it's enforced from top down instead of bottom up as it generally is in the United States. Now, there are exceptions in the U.S. You get into some of the worst neighborhoods, there is no bottom up rule of law. But in most of the U.S., the rule of law comes from bottom on up.
Yep.
And we don't see that. I don't believe you will see that in the Bahamas, at least in the highly populated areas.
Right.
Now, let's see, what else haven't we talked about? Did we talk at all about that the video showing the robber getting shot in Philadelphia?
I don't think we have. We've only got a minute and a half left in this segment, but, I mean, you can set it up if you want to.
Well, I can set it up a bit, and that is that you had an armed robber go into a cell phone store in Philadelphia, and the employee had a concealed carry permit, and he was had his pistol on him, and he sees what's happening, and it's caught on video.
Right.
And we can talk about it when we get back. How's that?
That, well, we still got a minute. When did this happen? When did this happen?
It happened just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think it was in, see if I can get you a date. August, 26th August is when it happened.
About a week
ago. About a little over a week ago.
10 days ago, something like that.
Yeah.
I will have to look into that. And, okay.
And it's, if you look at it, well, I've got an article on it. You can find it on Amalanda, and it shows a bit of the video there. And so you can look at that on the break, maybe.
Okay. That we can do. That we can definitely do. Now, Dean has written about literally everything that can be considered a topic within the gun world. Hunting, politics, tactics, self-defense, coming attractions, coming equipment. And all of that is sitting there. All of it's still pertinent today, and all of it is sitting there at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run, run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I think we have things going up and down here. I don't know what those sounds in the background are. This is what happens when you have a home studio. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, he was going to bring up something about a shooting that just happened in Philadelphia. Please, sir, if you would.
Yes. So it's a cell phone store, and there is an employee behind the counter. He's got a concealed carry permit, and he has a pistol. I'm not sure what pistol it is. From the video, it looks to me like it probably is a Glock. But there's a lot of Glockish pistols out there. So the robber comes in. It's in August, the 26th of August, and it's about, when I looked on the records online, about 75 degrees at 4:10 in the afternoon in Philadelphia. But he has his hood up. And to me, that would be a tell right off that this would be somebody to watch. And the employee is watching as he comes in through the door. And the employee turns out to be left-handed. He puts his left hand down by his side, not on his pistol, but close to it. Then this robber comes in through the door. He's got a semi-automatic pistol in his left hand and what looks to be a wadded up plastic bag in his right hand.
Right.
And he tosses the plastic bag to the clerk and says, fill it up with cell phone. Now, you can't, there's no audio on the video. I'm going from reports. Now, it's clear to me watching it that the employee understood what was going on right from the beginning. This is a high risk store. They've had a number of robberies there, two within the past year. And the employee, being armed, was more than usually vigilant. He didn't spend any time in denial saying this was not happening. That's a very common problem with a lot of people, is they just try to deny that this armed and deadly threat is actually happening. But he obviously saw what was happening. And the robber in these situations, robbers have a lot to worry about. It's not easy for them anymore to get away with robbery. They know there's video there. That's one of the reasons having the hoodie up. But, of course, having the hood up makes it harder to follow everything that's going on. And it's a tell to anybody who's watching that maybe you're up to no good. So they have to keep themselves from being captured on video so that there aren't pictures of them to haunt them when police come looking. And they don't generally want to murder people or to kill them because that brings a much higher level of investigation than simply a robbery, which there's so many of that they don't get investigated as much.
Right.
But at the same time, they have to have enough of a credible threat to get compliance, to get what they want. So he comes in with gun drawn in his left hand, tosses the bag, and then it's clear he's a right-hander because he then switches the gun from his left hand to his right hand, and as he does that, he starts to turn away from the employee, and the hoodie blocks his view of the employee at that point to go so that he can go around the end of the counter is what it looks like to me. Well, as he does it, the employee makes his decision that he's going to engage. And he does a pretty smooth, he has to get underneath his shirt on the left-hand side and does a pretty smooth draw. And in less than 2 seconds, he's got his gun out in a good two-handed hold and is bringing the sights onto the robber. At this point, the robber, I think out of his peripheral vision, because he's started to turn back, sees that something's going on. But before he can do anything about it, he's shot.
Right.
Now, in the video on Ammo Land, it stops as the employee is putting the sights on the robber. But there is a full video out there, which I've been able to see, but at the time of publication on Ammo Land, we didn't have the full video. And he just kills the robber. I mean, he doesn't fool around. He just keeps shooting as long as there's any possibility that the robber will be a deadly threat. And then he basically comes out around the counter and grabs his phone and gets out of the store, which I thought was a reasonable way to make sure that, you know, no accomplices are going to get at you or whatever, and that
right.
The robber isn't going to have been shown to wear body armor or something and recovers and shoots at you. So he gets out of that situation, and the prosecutor in Philadelphia has now said that they will not prosecute, that it was a justified shooting. Now, I tried to put myself in the mind of the robber and try and figure out why he seems so nonchalant. And you
yeah,
know,
I'm watching it. I'm watching it. And, I mean, he's not a very good good armed robber, is he?
No, he isn't. He's not keeping his eye on the employee, which is where that's the threat. That's what you would have to watch as an armed robber, not to give tips. But, you know, when he turns away, it only takes a second and a half, 2 seconds, and you're under fire, and then you're in such you're in bad shape. You cannot
yep.
recover. That's what happened in this case. But if I look at this, there's been some studies done, and it shows, in 1994, and so it's a little dated, but they showed 65% of robbery suspects that they tested positive for drug use. And I talked to some officers who have considerable experience, retired, and they said, oh, yeah, that's just you expect armed robbers generally to be under the influence of something. They said 65% is probably a low figure. So if you're under the influence, you know, not everybody can act really well. Now, just because you're under influence doesn't mean that your reflexes and everything are going to be less. I wish it were true, but you can read about some of the old West gunfighters that got into lots of gunfights while drunk and prevailed. They did extremely well. And I have a friend who's in a lot of combat in various situations. And he said that he could vouch that you can act very, very well when you're drunk. So it doesn't
right.
necessarily mean that you will fail, but to me, it can lead to these attitudinal and these changes in cognition that are bad, you know, where you just make some bad judgments. And that's what I think, well, and I'm speaking figuratively from the robber's perspective, when you make these deadly, fatal errors, that's bad judgment from their perspective. And it's just getting to be very, very dangerous to be an armed robber in the U.S. in most places. And so, you know, your chances of being killed are just much higher if you're an armed robber. It's kind of like predators out in the wild.
Well, I mean,
predators out in the wild won't go after dangerous, real dangerous prey, generally, because
right.
they do it too often. They'll get killed. They'll get hurt. They'll die. The prey, they have to be able to overcome their prey fairly quickly. And same thing is happening in the U.S. The prey is getting to be dangerous.
Well, I mean, we got about 45 seconds left. But, I mean, if somebody's pointing a gun at you and you get a chance to shoot them, how do you know where they're going to stop? Are they going to just stop at taking the cell phones? Thanks, I'm out. Or are they going to shoot you? I mean, they're putting themselves, they're jeopardizing themselves by being armed
robbers.
That's
right.
So,
and
you know.
I think every case, you have to do the judgment. You have to do the calculus in your head as you see what's happening.
Yep.
In this case, the robber was kind of nonchalant. I think, you know, the clerk may have said, this guy is not all together. He may just kill me for kicks. You have to make that decision, and everybody's going to have to make it for themselves at the time. And, you know, somebody's pointing a gun at you, they're a deadly threat.
There you are. We've run out of time. Dean, thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Likewise. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.